This morning, I believe that the Lord has a message for you this morning, and so let's turn together in our Bibles to the book of Romans, and we will look at several selected verses. Api deva vachane desa balamu api Roma pote. තුන්වෙනි පරිච්ඡේදයේ 22 පදයේ ඒ වගේම 8වෙනි පරිච්ඡේදයේ 5වෙනි පදයේ සිට 15වෙනි පදයේ දක්වත් 8වෙනි පරිච්ඡේදයේ 34වෙනි පදයේ අපි කියවලා බලමු. I will read to you Romans chapter 3 verse 22, chapter 8 verses 1 to 15 and verse 34 of chapter 8, reading from the New King James Version. Romans 3:22 says, "Even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe, for there is no difference." And maybe verse 21 for connection. "But now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnesses by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and who all who believe, for there is no difference." Let's turn over to chapter 8, verses 1 to 15. And we will read, "There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. On account of sin, He condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things that are of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh, but if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father." And verse 34 says, "Who is he who condemns? Is it Christ who died? And furthermore is also risen, who is at the right hand of God, who also makes intercessions for us." Is there anyone here who would like to come up or stand where you are and read in Sinhala? Sinhala Bible athiyena kawuru hari kemathi da kiyawanna Roma pothe 15 weni parichchede palaweni 8 weni parichchede palaweni pade sita 15 weni pade dakwa. Hoy mohotak hisna magena swasagena bishuddhatmen wahanse gen illamu ape hadawath walata katha karanna kiyala. Let's just take a moment, bow our heads, close our eyes once again, and really ask the Holy Spirit to just speak to our hearts, because you need to hear not from me this morning, but you need to have the Holy Spirit speak to your hearts. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we just welcome you into our midst this morning and reverence your presence in our midst. Lord, not because of anything we may particularly feel, but because your word is living, your word is powerful. Lord, you tell us that where two or three gather in your name, there you are. And Lord, you value people gathering in your name, and we thank you for that this beautiful Sunday morning as we gather in your name. Holy Spirit, we pray and ask that you will speak to each and every heart, each and every person who has come here this morning, Lord, because your word is living, because your word is powerful. Master, that every person can leave this hall knowing that they have heard from you, Lord, knowing that they have met with you. And so, Master, we pray and ask that your word would minister to each and every person, the individual and different points of places of need. Master, you are the living word. Jesus, the living word, we pray and ask that you would take the written word and draw each of us unto yourself. Have your will and way in our midst. Lord, let me decrease, you increase. The words of my mouth, the meditations of all our heart be pleasing and acceptable to you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you into our midst. Come, Holy Spirit, we need you. Come, sweet Spirit, we pray. Come in your strength and your power. Come in your own special way. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. This morning I want to share with you a message that Paul gave to the Roman church, that there is no condemnation in Christ and that you instead have a righteousness that comes from Jesus Christ. Udasana ma kemathi ketipani vidayak genennata obata deviyan wahanse thula vinischaya natha namu deviyan wahanse thula Yesus wahanse gen paminena dharmishtakamak tibenawa kiyala. But the context for that is that I'm sure, as Pastor Sureka has been sharing with you, just not just recently but over the years, to a church such as this that is mature, that each of us has been called to serve God. That each of us is unique in the sight of God and that we have a calling. And it is very important to recognize that wherever God has placed you, that you have a calling on your life. Now this morning I'm not going to talk about the calling. I'm actually going to talk about an obstacle to you fulfilling your calling. But before we look at the obstacle, you need to understand that there is a calling. මේ උදෑසන අපි බලන්නට යනවා ඔබට දෙවියන් වහන්සේගෙන් කැඳවීමක් තියෙනවා කියලා. අපි කැඳවීම ගැනනේ මේ කතා කරන්න යන්නේ, කැඳවීමට තියෙන බාධාවක් ගැන. නමුත් බාධාව ගැන බලන්නට පෙර අපි කැඳවීමක් තියෙන බව පැහැදිලි විය යුතුයි. The Bible teaches us about the principle of the priesthood of all believers, that all of us are called to serve God, that all of us are unique and special in the sight of God. You are a unique person, special in the sight of God. ඔබ දෙවියන් වහන්සේ ඉදිරියේ සුවිශේෂයි අතිවිශේෂයි. I explain it very simply. Sureka said that I do youth ministry, and I explain to the young people very simply like this. I say, just take your thumbprint. Put some ink, take a print. And what can you say about your thumbprint? You know, I came into Heathrow a couple of days ago, and now on entry, you know, they take your thumbprint and your index finger, at least if you are not a British or a EU national, I guess. Maybe they do it for everyone, I don't know. They did it for me. Yes. There is a reason why they take that, because if you ask yourself about your print, there is none in the world like it. ඔබගේ ඇඟිලි සලකුණ වාගේ තව කාටවත් එවැනි ඇඟිලි සලකුණක් නැත. Because of your unique DNA. Now I would simply put it like this. Psalm 139 says that God knit you together in your mother's womb. And your body is not only the temple of the Holy Spirit, but it is a tent in which the real you for eternity lives. But if your body that was to last for 70, 80, 90 years, God was to make your body unique amongst all the 7 billion people who are on planet Earth. And in fact, scientists would tell us that your DNA will never be matched by anybody who has even lived before or after. You have a unique DNA. If God made your body, which is temporary, so unique and special, then the eternal you, how unique do you think you are in the sight of God? තාවකාලික අවුරුදු 70කට 80කට 90කට පවතින ඔබගේ ශරීරය දෙවියන් වහන්සේ ඒ අන්දමට සුවිශේෂව මැව්වනම් සදා කාලයව ලීනව පවතින ඔබගේ ආත්මය දෙවියන් වහන්සේ ඉදිරියේ කෙතරම් සුවිශේෂයි. The Bible tells us that we are all called to serve him. And we understand about serving within the church. But I want to extend that God has called us to serve him, not just within the church, which is very important, but that our family life, our work life, our living in society are all service unto God. Because God has called us to serve him in the church, in our families, in our workplaces, and in society. And our whole life is being lived for God. අපේ දේව කැඳවීම සහ සේවය තියෙන්නේ සභාව තුල පමණක් නොව අපේ වෘත්තීය හෝ රැකියා ස්ථානය තුල අපේ පවුල තුල සමාජය තුල සහ සභාව තුල ඉතාමත් වැදගත්. And it's important to understand that God's call on our life is such a has a wider calling that encompasses our whole life. I put it like this once again when I preach in Sri Lanka. I say Jesus didn't die on the cross, and Jesus didn't come into this world, and Jesus didn't give his life and shed his blood just to touch and change 2 hours of your life on a Sunday morning. He came to transform your whole life. Yesus wahanse kurusipatune ne obage irida udasana pay dekak venas karanda Yesus wahanse unwahansege siya sharire pooja karala jeevite dunne obage mulu jeevitema pooja karannatai obage mulu jeevitema parivartane karannatai. And so your whole life is very important to God. And I mention that because the average church person finds it very hard to relate their Christian life in church to their life in the world. And of course, you spend most of your time not in church, but in the world. You have most of your problems not in church, but in the world. I hope you don't have problems in church. If you have, please speak to Pastor Sureka. If these 2 hours on a Sunday morning is your biggest problem, I don't think so. You have challenges outside. But Jesus died on the cross to transform all of that. ඔබගේ සභා ජීවිතය තුල නෙමෙයි අපිට අපේ අභියෝගයන් තියෙන්නේ සමාජය තුල. නමුත් යේසුස් වහන්සේ කුරුසපත් වුණා ඒ සියල්ල වෙනස් කරන්නට කියලා වටහා ගත යුතුයි. ඒක තමයි දේව වචනේ කියන්නේ. නමුත් මේ උදෑසන මා කැමති ඒ කැඳවීමට බාධාවක් ගැන කියන්න. But this morning I want to share with you about an obstacle that we have to living out God's calling in our life. And when I therefore talk about God's calling, as I explained, I'm not talking about it, God's calling for 2 hours on a Sunday morning, but his call on the entirety of your life. All of what Jesus died on the cross to achieve for you. මා කැමති මේ බාධාවක් ගැන කතා කරන්නට. And that is that we feel that somehow that there is some disqualification in my life, something that prevents, that makes that yes, everyone else in the church can serve God, everyone else in church can live for God, but there is something in my life that is not quite right, and therefore I am somehow uniquely not qualified to serve God. අපි හිතනවා මේ ඔක්කොලටම පුළුවන් දෙවියන් වහන්සේට සේවය කරන්න. නමුත් යම් කිසි මගේ ජීවිතයේ පුද්ගලික අඩුකමක්, මදිකමක්, පාපයක් හේතු කොටගෙන දෙවියන් වහන්සේට සේවය කරන්න මම සුදුස්සෙක් නොවේ කියලා. And we disqualify ourselves. And I don't know what it is that you believe is the obstacle in your life. People may say, Pastor, I haven't fully got over that divorce. Pastor, I don't know, you don't know what I am really struggling with. I haven't fully recovered from that. And whatever it is that you think disqualifies you You come here on a Sunday and you think, I want to try to connect with the Lord. But somehow, because something isn't fully right during the rest of the week, you believe, well, I can't really be totally acceptable to the Lord because this or that doesn't fully make me right. And I don't know what your issue is, but we all have our issues in which we can say, well, you know, I know that I'm not fully right there. I know that I haven't got it all together. And therefore, because you believe that you don't have it all together, which is probably true, none of us do actually. None of us do. අපි අපේ ජීවිතේ යම් කිසි අඩුවක් පාපයක්වත් හිතාගෙන අපි හිතනවා ඒ නිසා දෙවියන් වහන්සේට සේවය කිරීමට මේක බාධාවක් කියලා මම සුදුසු නෑ කියලා නුසුදුසුයි කියලා You know all of us do But therefore that I am not suitable to live and serve God Worse, you may think, well, you know, I mean, serving God and walking in the power of the Holy Spirit and all that is just something that is for pastors. Definitely not. Evangelical Pentecostals are the first kind of people to jump up and generally not, let me put it in a politer way, there is only one church that claims that its leader is infallible. And the Living Waters Church is a four-square church, and I can tell you the four-square church does not claim that its leadership is infallible. And we generally don't like to agree that the person who we claim is infallible either. Somewhere here in Europe, but we don't really claim that. Don't really agree with that. But you don't ascribe infallibility to your pastors either. Somebody said, the evangelical Christians who are the first to refute the infallibility of somebody else are quick to assign infallibility to their pastors. And then say, well, you know, so the pastor's got it all together so he can serve the Lord. But you know, I really don't. Sabhapalakavarunwad, apikavadavad kiyanne, අඩුපාඩුකම් දුර්වලකම් පාපයෙන් තොර කියලා යේසුස් වහන්සේ පමණයි අතිශුද්ධව සිටියේ. And so we come and we disqualify ourselves because of either something in our past or maybe something in our present. Some unique thing that you think in your life makes you not quite right for the Lord. And this is the word of the Lord to you this morning. Romans chapter 8 and verse 1 says, There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Roma 8 palaveni parichchedaya kiyanawa Yesus wahanse thula sitina obata deviyan wahansegen vinischayak nathi bawa. There is no condemnation. Verse 34 of chapter 8 says, Who is it that you think condemns? Is it Jesus who died on the cross? Is he the one who tells you that you are somehow not suitable for the fullness of the life that he has, that you have in him? No. And the Bible has a very simple truth that it talks about that you should know, and we call the righteousness that comes from Jesus Christ. And that's what we find in verse 21 and 22 of chapter 3 of Romans, which says, There is a righteousness apart from the law. There is a righteousness that comes apart from my ability to keep the rules. And it is a righteousness that is by faith and by faith in Jesus Christ. දේව වචනය ඒ වාගේම කියනවා අපිට තියනවා කියලා දෙවියන් වහන්සේගෙන් ධර්මිෂ්ඨකමක් ඒ ධර්මිෂ්ඨකම එන්නේ මගේ හැකියාවෙන් නෙමෙයි උන්වහන්සේට සතුටු කරන්න නමුත් යේසුස් වහන්සේ තුල ඇදහිල්ලෙන් ඒක තමයි රෝම 3:21 සහ 22 වෙනි පද කියන්නේ තුන්වෙනි පරිච්ඡේදය that there is a righteousness that comes by faith in Jesus Christ. Very simply, it means that when God looks down on me, He doesn't see me coming up to Him in the righteousness of Harim. Because the righteousness of Harim, quite frankly, is not that bad, really, compared to the other 7 billion that are here on planet Earth. But the Bible says it falls short of the glory of God. And I can't get to God with the righteousness of Harim. I can stay out of jail with the righteousness of Harim, and I cannot get into trouble with the righteousness of Harim, and I can do a lot of things with the righteousness of Harim, but I cannot please God. And don't even try, because that is not the way. අපි දෙවියන් වහන්සේ ඉදිරියේ සුදුස්සෙක් වන්නේ අපගේ හැකියාවෙන් නොවේ. උත්සාහ කරන්නවත් එපා. යේසුස් වහන්සේ ඔබගේ ජීවිතය කරපු දේ. There is a righteousness that comes from God through Christ, and it is by faith in Jesus Christ. And therefore Jesus says, there is now no condemnation to you who are in Christ Jesus. යේසුස් වහන්සේ ඔබ විනිශ්චය කරන්නේ නැහැ. ඔබ වෙනුවෙන් කුරුසිපත් වෙලා සමාව දුන් යේසුස් වහන්සේ. God does not, Jesus does not condemn he who died on the cross. And that's why Paul asked the questions almost rhetorically. Who do you think is condemning you? Is it Jesus who died on the cross who is condemning you? He died for you, not to condemn you. Not to condemn you. So where do you get this condemnation? Kohenda, apita me vinishche enne. The Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 12 and verse 10, and we won't turn to it, but if you are taking notes, you can take down. Calls Satan the accuser of the brethren. Yakshaya tamai manushya ta attatama dosharopane karanne. Calls him the accuser of the brethren. And also calls him the father of lies. Kiyanawa yakshaya apita dosharopane karana vitarak neme borukarayek kiyala. Tells us that Satan is the father of lies, is the accuser of the brethren and the father of lies. Is the accuser of the brethren and the father of lies. Because this is important. What keeps you bound by Satan is his lies. What keeps you bound by Satan is his lies. And I'll teach you that from the word. අපිව වට්ටලා යටින් තියන්නේ යක්ෂයාගේ බොරු වලින්. It's like this. The Bible says, you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. How can the truth set you free if that which was binding you is not the lie? The way the truth can set you free is if what you were bound by lies. That's why the truth can set you free. Of course, Jesus is the truth. And I explain it in Sri Lanka like this. Sri Lanka is home to the second largest population of domesticated wild domesticated elephants. You know, we use them for all sorts of things. But in domesticating an elephant, you will never domesticate a big bull elephant. You domesticate them as calves. So they either are born in captivity or you capture them in the wild when they are very young. There is a reason for that. The elephant is the strongest animal, the largest mammal and the strongest animal on planet Earth. And a human, nothing compared to a human strength. And so how does puny little human control the elephant? If you go to a zoo like I do fairly often because I have a 10 and a 12-year-old son, maybe next year I'll come with them, and watch these baby elephants when they are small and they are tied, you know, all elephants are controlled by a chain that's tied to their leg. And the little baby elephants would keep pulling like this, keep pulling like this. They are eternally pulling like that. If you don't go to a zoo and you still watch Animal Planet, you know, you will see them doing this. I do all these things because of my sons. And they keep testing this chain. They keep testing the chain. And they say an elephant never forgets. An elephant trainer called a mahout would tell you that one fine day, this calf, elephant calf, baby elephant, at a certain point in his life, will stop pulling that leg and testing that chain. He decides, I cannot break the chain. And it says, from that day onwards, he will never test that chain again. And therefore, when that baby calf elephant, who when they are smaller, shorter than me, grows up to being the biggest mammal that walks on planet Earth, he will never test the strength of that chain. And you control a big bull elephant with a small chain that if it pulled, it'll just snap in two. And you will control that animal, not because of the strength of the chain, but because the elephant is deceived and believes a lie. And that is why you never domesticate big elephants. You can't. Because they will test it and break it. And Satan controls you and I with lies. You know, in the Pentecostal churches, we talk of spiritual warfare. And we somehow try to sometimes think spiritual warfare is somehow some kind of power between a sort of power struggle between God and Satan. There is no comparison between the power of God and Satan. And Jesus broke the power of sin because the Bible prophesied it saying, he will crush the serpent's head and it will just be able to bruise his heel. And 2,000 years ago, he said it is finished and it is done and it is complete. And today what you have is a defeated enemy that is keeping you bound by lies. And that's why the Bible says you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. Jesus wahanse nimakara e jayen. Ada tiyenne පරාජය වෙච්ච හතුරෙක් අපිව බොරු කියලා බොරුවෙන් රවට්ටගෙන පාලනය කරන්න උත්සාහ කරනවා. Now this is not to say, now you may say, oh pastor, are you denying the power of the enemy? I am not denying the power of the enemy. Pentecostal church, good Pentecostal pastors. You're not about to do anything so silly. I mean, Ephesians tells us, you wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, the powers of the heavenly realm. And Jesus said that Satan is the prince of this world. But I want to tell you that Jesus is that Satan is the prince of this world. He is not the prince of your life. He is not the prince of your life. You are a prince of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are his child, and therefore you are not of this world, subject to the prince of this world who is Satan, but you are a child of God and you are a prince, therefore, of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So Satan may be prince of this world. He is not your prince. Enisa. යක්ෂයාගේ බොරුවට රැවටෙන්න එපා. Therefore, he has really, if he has to control you, he controls you with a lie. And the lie that he controls you with is that somehow you are not quite suitable to be a child of God. That there is something in your life that makes it, you know, makes you not quite up to God's mark. And the Word of God wants to set you free this morning from that lie. Jesus, the living Word, wants to use His written Word to set you free from that lie, because it is a lie that is holding you bound into what God wants to do in and through you. You are a spiritual heir of the child of Abraham. You are a spiritual heir of Abraham to be blessed by God and to be a blessing where God has placed you. Yes, in your church, but not only in your church, in your family, in your workplaces, in your community and society. God wants to release you for His call and purpose. And you don't disqualify yourself due to the lies of the evil one. You see, verse 15 tells us, you didn't receive a spirit of bondage again to fear. Pahalosveni pade kiyana aroma ate pahalawa api bayasakawenda aathmayak labune na namuth abba api aanene kiyala hadawaten kiyanna apita shudhaathmayan wahanse pelambawana kiyala. That we did not receive a spirit of bondage again to fear, but received the spirit of adoption by which we cry Abba Father. By which we cry Abba Father. Why are you suitable in the sight of God? Why are you precious in His sight? Is it because you're perfect? Who told you to be perfect? Well, Pastor, the Bible says, be perfect because I, the Lord your God, am perfect. Try to be, you know, be holy because I, the Lord your God, am holy. Yes, but that happens through what God is doing in your life. Happens by the Spirit of God working within you. And what you need to do is to allow Him to do it. I teach the young people in Sri Lanka, the secret of your walk with God is your decisions and God's power. Boils down to that formula. Your decisions and God's power. Really all you can do is decide to allow Him. And it's God's power at work in you that does everything. If you are in America, you will use the term, God does the heavy lifting. God does the heavy lifting. You decide. God's power works. Why are you suitable and qualified in the sight of God? ඇයි ඔබ දෙවියන් වහන්සේ ඉදිරියේ උන්වහන්සේ තුල සුදුස්සෙක් වන්නේ කියන එක වටහා ගත යුතුයි. 15 පදේ කියනවා අබ්බා පියාණෙනි කියලා. Verse 15 says, we have a spirit that calls out, Abba Father. You know, there are many things that Britain has given the whole world. And one of the things that lasts today is the BBC. And this is watched worldwide. And BBC, maybe a couple of weeks, just a month ago, telecast the 60th anniversary of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth. And of course, in those anniversary celebrations, they showed that whenever she would pass away, there is the Prince of Wales who is there to succeed to the throne. And that's why they would always say, the Queen is dead, long live the King. Because it just goes just like that. When one monarch breathes the last, the other one, the heir to the throne, becomes the next monarch. Now, in those celebrations, you saw that Prince Charles was right there next to his mom, the Queen. Why does Prince Charles become king when his mom passes away? Is it because he is some, you know, uniquely sort of qualified, gifted, some, you know, I mean, and it's not that he is not, but that is that the reason? There is a simple reason, isn't it? It is because he is the son. And the point I'm trying to get to you is that ancient historical monarchy shows in the order of human society a principle that is there in Scripture. There is a reason why you are accepted and qualified to be in the kingdom of God and called and to serve Him, and you qualify because you are a child of His. Oba deva daruek nisa. Ekai hetua. Ekai padanama. Ekai obage sudusukama. That is the reason, that is the basis, that is the rationale. You are a child. And therefore do not disqualify yourself. You know, saying, well, you know, somehow some things in my life, Pastor, are not quite right. I would tell you, something in all our lives are not quite right, is what the Bible tells us, which is why Jesus came. And then he said, I'll pay the price for everything that is not quite right. And guess what? I'll give you my spirit to make you right for eternity. And not only to make you right for eternity, but to make you right down here so that I will bless you and make you a blessing. So that you will be the salt and the light. You will dispel darkness. You will do more than what I have done. In my name, you will do all these things. You will be my hand extended because you are my son. Because you are the son or daughter. And that is your suitability and your qualification before God. And I know that God the Holy Spirit has been calling and speaking to many of you to live for Him, to serve Him, to come closer to Him, to have a deeper desire and a deeper walk with Him. But you have been self-condemned. Actually, not self-condemned, but Satan has, you know, brought these ideas, and you feel unqualified to move in to a closer walk with Him. You feel unqualified to move in to serve Him. You think, well, you know, I can't be one of those 100% because I'm not 100%. You become 100% because of A, what Jesus did, and B, because you decide that that's what you want to be. And the Holy Spirit would work in you to make you suitable. And the work of the Holy Spirit is something that carries on over your life, over the whole period of your life. I explain it to people simply like this. And I share these little stories because I find people forget my messages, but they remember my little stories. So I say, I came to know the Lord somewhere when I was sort of 20, little less, below that. And now I'm somewhere sort of, you know, 40-something, little more than that. And hopefully I will continue to be sort of 80-plus, you know, if I probably eat less and exercise more. But, so if I was going to live for 80 years, and came to know the Lord when I'm 20. I'm kind of 40-ish now. And I live to 80. That's 60 years in which the Holy Spirit is going to work in my life. And out of those 60 years, He's worked in me only about 20. So I tell people, you know what? I am a work in progress. And the Holy Spirit has only done within me 1/3 of what He is planning to do. And there's more to come, and the best is yet to come. And that is the same with you as well. And why is it that you believe that Jesus, who could forgive your sin all the way up to the point of your salvation, somehow struggles with you being not quite there when you are a child? He does not. He does not. The Bible tells He knows that we are frail. He knows that we are weak. And that's why He says, your weakness is made perfect in my strength. You just believe that you are a son or daughter of a king. And that's your qualification. Not what you do. Does that mean, oh, that I can live any way I like, Pastor? Are you giving a license for a life that has no limits and standards? Let me put it this way. It is not you achieving some limits or standards that makes you qualified, but because you are qualified, your heart would lead you to seek to try to get there because you are a child. Because when you are in a genuine love relationship, you want to please the person you love. Do we not? If you don't, you're not going to very much longer have that. And therefore, all it really requires is your decision. And the Holy Spirit will honor your decisions for Him. Over a period of time. One thing that I have found out is that God is not in a hurry. God is not in a hurry. I would like if the Holy Spirit worked, you know, in my life like instant noodles. You know, done in a minute. But everything in my Bible tells me that God the Holy Spirit does not work like that. I don't know where you think that He should, because He doesn't say here that He does. And so the life will come. You surrender to Him and you walk on in faith. I do youth ministry. I have young people come up to me and tell the most awful things that they are doing. I mean, really, this is terrible. Okay, these are kids in church. These are not kids in the world. These are young people in the church. And I tell them, you press on in your walk with the Lord, because the Lord would far rather have you as a, you know, whatever you're doing and all those sins you're doing, child of His, than to not have you as a child at all. And you know what? I say, the Bible says that, you know, all that list of things you're telling me you're doing, Jesus paid it all. And the power of sin is broken. It really has no hold on you. May take some time to leave you. May take some time to leave you. But its power is broken. Its power is broken. And I explain it like this. I do youth ministry, so I tell stories all the time. Jesus did as well, so bear with me and I will close with this story. But my younger son plays rugby and he's very proud of it. And of course, rugby, unlike cricket, you don't stop when it starts raining. And so once it's, you know, it's bad weather and they're still playing and they're getting dirtier and dirtier. And of course, my wife doesn't like to see this. So now she actually doesn't come very much. She comes to the matches, but she stops coming for practice. And because it's a rough sport, you know, one parent has to be there at practice. And when it's raining and it's muddy and they're playing, the more they play, the dirtier they become. But mercifully, at some point, the whistle is blown and then the game stops. Now, when the game stops, they stop getting more dirty. But you know what? They are still not clean. Then they come into the pavilion, and there they are, you know, they've still got dirt clinging on to them. But at least once they've come out of the mud and come out of the rain, they're not getting any more dirty. So now they are in the pavilion and they've stopped getting dirty. But they've still got all the dirt that they accumulated through 1.5 hours or 2 hours of play. And then they've got to take all those dirty clothes off and take a shower or something, and then they become clean. And it's much the same way in our Christian life. When you come to the Lord, you stopped getting any dirtier. But some of that still clings to you. And just like you come out of the playing field into the pavilion, you come out of the world and into the church. You stopped getting any dirtier. You really have, trust me. That's what the Bible says. But still some of that clings to you. And you've got to be cleansed. If you're a rugby player, you can go stand on the shower and in a couple of minutes or whatever, you're clean. But the Holy Spirit would probably take a lifetime to get you right. And then you are. But He doesn't tell you to wait till then. He tells you from the moment you are saved, you are My child. And you start walking in My call. You never pull back from a total commitment to Him. From surrendering your life and saying, yes, it's not perfect, but it's all I have. And I will give it to the Lord, because it's all you have to give, but He asks it from you. And He believes that your life, which is really all you have to give Him, is worth it. And that to redeem is what Jesus came and died and paid for. And that's the word of the Lord to you this morning. You are precious in His sight. You are His child. Do not let the lies of the evil one keep you back from what God has for you. Because eye hath not heard, seen, ear hath not heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man what God has in store for you. And God has something very special and unique for you personally, for this church, the Living Waters Church. And there is no power of the enemy that is holding down. It's just probably some lies. Like that chain that holds a bull elephant cannot really hold the bull elephant. Because a chain that was so strong, man can't operate, you know, manipulate, use the chain themselves. So they use a small chain after deceiving the elephant. And you are that elephant. Because the Word of God tells, my Bible says that you can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth you. And therefore don't think that whatever it is that is limiting you, and I'm not saying that it is. It's not, you know, it's just like you play rugby, you get dirty. You're in the world, yes, stuff happens, it clings to you. But there is no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus who walk by the Holy Spirit, because it is the Holy Spirit that is at work in you, making you suitable, calling you unto Himself, releasing you as a blessing in your families, in your church, in your workplaces, in your community, and in your society. This is God's plan for you. And don't you let any lie of the evil one hold you back. Devyan wahanse obage jeevitayata kandavimak salasmak tibenawa. Oba yakshayage boruwakata ahu wela e salasma tulin gaman karannata boruwak nisa boru chodana nisa pasubata wenna epa. Oba deva daruwek ශුද්ධාත්මයන් වහන්සේගේ බලය මග පෙන්වීම කරුණාව ඔබේ ජීවිතයේ තිබෙනවා. ඒ බලය සමග ගමන් කරන්න. ඒකයි ශුද්ධාත්ම පණිවිඩය ඔබට මේ උදෑසන. ඒක ශුද්ධාත්ම කැඳවීම. That is the call of God the Holy Spirit to you this morning. I want us to take a moment and bow our heads and close our eyes. I want to pray for you this morning. And is just respond to what God the Holy Spirit has been saying. And if there's something in your life that you have been thinking just holds you back from being a, you know, being an all-conquering, you know, child of God. You know, because we are more than conquerors. More than conquerors. You know, just tell the Lord, Lord, I realize that I'm your child. There is no condemnation. And in you, Just surrender it to the Lord, because you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. The truth will set you free. There is nothing that can hold you down. Because our God is greater than that. He said, "It is finished. All power and authority is given unto me in heaven and on earth." Satan may be the prince of this world. He is not your prince. You are a prince and princess of the Most High. You start responding to God the Holy Spirit this morning. You start telling Him, "Lord, I am ready. I am ready for your call on my life. I am ready to be the man and woman that you have called me to be. I am ready to be the father and mother you have called me to be. I am ready to be the son and daughter you have called me to be. I am ready to be the employee that you have called me to be. I am ready to be the brother and sister in this church that you have called me to be. I am ready to be that servant that you have called me to be in my home cells, in whatever ministry that you have called. I am ready to be the person that you have called. Spirit of the living God, work within me. All I have is my life with all its weaknesses, and I surrender it to you because it is valuable and precious in your sight, O Lord." And just tell that to the Lord this morning. For the God, the Holy Spirit is here, and as He seeks your heart, just respond to God this morning. Just respond to God this morning. Just respond to the Holy Spirit and receive His release in your life right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, daralaba siki andiri andoran daralaba dariri andiran doran daralaba siki andiri andaralaba dariri andoran daralaba sirandiri andaralaba diki andoran daralaba dariri andoran daralaba sirandiri andaralaba dariri andoran daralaba. Lord, that you will bless and make these your children a blessing, Master. Lord, we just break every chain, Master, every lie of the evil one, Lord, for it is deceiving, Master, through a lie. For there is no condemnation to these who are in Christ Jesus, to these your children who are your children, Master. There is no condemnation. For who is it who condemns? Is it Jesus who died? Oh, daralaba siki andiri andaralaba darirandora andaralaba. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Stuti, 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 Swamini. Hallelujah. Prasansa karna, Swamini. Prasansa karna, Swamini. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Swamini obavahansege nidahasa. Swamini obavahansege nidahasa. Swamini obavahansege balaya. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Prasansa karna, Swamini. Prasansa karna, Swamini. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, daralaba di kandiran doran daralaba sirandiri andaralaba dariran di kandoran daralaba diri andaralaba sirandiran doran daralaba dariki andiran daralaba diran daralaba sirandaralaba dariki andoran daralaba dandiri andoran daralaba. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Prasansa karna, Swamini. Prasansa karna, Swamini. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, daralaba sirandiran doran daralaba dariki andiran doran daralaba. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, for your release right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. For you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. The truth shall set you free. The truth shall set you free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and the living word sets you free this morning. Sets you free this morning, so that you may, He is the truth and the way, so that you may walk in His way, that you may walk in His life, for because He has given you His life, you are His child. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Master, I just commit and commend each and every one of these, your children, into your gracious and precious hands. Lord, thank you for every release that has occurred. Lord, for every chain that is broken. Lord, for every lie of the evil one that has been vanquished. Lord, for lives set free to walk in your way, Master. For your call upon their lives, Lord, in their homes, in this church, and through this church, Master, in their community, Lord, in their workplaces, Lord, by the power of your Spirit, by the power of your Spirit, Spirit of the living God, Spirit of the living God, we pray and ask that you will move in power, move in power, move in power. Dirandaralaba, Siriandorandaralaba, Riki andirandorandaralaba. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Have your way, Master, have your way, have your way, have your way. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you, we praise you, we praise you, we praise you. Glorify, magnify your holy name, Master, because you are so worthy, 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 worthy. Hallelujah, hallelujah.